Hey guys, welcome to the 29th episode of Overcaffeinated. Today I am here with another one of my podcast friends, Montana Duran. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, I'm Montana. How are we doing?
We are doing great. My dog Geneva is chilling on my lap. She might bark at any moment of any time, so hopefully she doesn't.
Your dog is cute and it's making me depressed because I want a dog.
Honestly, she is very therapeutic for me. Like, and especially because you're home like a majority of the time, like, I feel like you could handle it. Because a lot of people, the problem is they can't take care of the dog because it's not like, you're not with it all the time. Like, I would, like, she gets really bad separation anxiety when we leave. And it's because my mom is home all the time.
But that's why I'm only home for a short time. So it's like when I go back to work, I would just be torture. So that's why I'm just sticking it out without it.
Maybe when like you have like the hubby and like children one day, you know, it could be like a
30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Tana, do you want to talk about how we met first?
Well, we met in a random Facebook group. Like I had just started the podcast. Like I had no idea what I was doing. I literally was using my personal Instagram still. And so,
and you DM'd me
Googling, I'm such a granny. I was Googling, how do you grow a podcast? Cause it was like a month or so. And something was like, join Facebook groups. And I was like, oh my God. So I literally reactivated my Facebook to join these groups.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of weirdos in them, but I did find you because you looked young and normal, and then we like, you helped me literally, like, it was the when I first started at Instagram for the podcast, like, you helped me so much
because, well, because like
how, I liked your like the pink and the caffeinated, and then I listened to you and I liked your accent and it was the beginning of quarantine, so I was literally like,
no,
it was
literally
the beginning of quarantine, so I don't know. It was just like in that Facebook group, and I had never made online friends because I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
So you would think I would thrive on the internet, but I don't. Like, I was so weird about it, but you were so nice, and now I like love having internet friends.
Aw, yeah, because I had Sammy on the podcast a couple weeks ago, and so I met you and Sammy probably within like a week or two of each. Like, it was very like within the same time frame. I think I technically met Sammy first and then I met you, which was probably why I was so like open to you, because I didn't think it was weird. I was like, oh, I made another friend. Like, okay. But yeah, like,
we made us all friends.
Yeah. And then now we're all friends and we FaceTime all the time and we literally text each other about our crazy, messed up relationship lives and just our regular lives and like literally everything in between. But it's just so fun because like none of us are near each other either. Like, it's not like one is closer to the other. Like, we're all super far away from each other. But, like, whenever we need each other, like, someone's there. And I just, like, love that.
I love it, too, because it also, like, gives you a different perspective. Like, because y'all were raised different than I am. And, you know, and we can all help each other, I think. And I think that's what I really like about it. It's, like, very genuine. And I think that's cool.
Yeah. So, Tana's pretty cool. Tana has her own podcast. It's called Tana Talks podcast, which how adorable is that? And
sometimes it makes me cringe.
I mean, I make myself cringe. That's why I don't re-listen to myself because it's just disgusting.
No, it was just like I was so excited. Why did I name it that? But honestly, I'm working with it.
I think especially with the realm that you're diverging into right now, which we'll talk about later, I think it still works. It's not like it's specific, you know? Like, you could make it, you know what I'm saying, girl?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so do you want to talk about, like, how you got into podcasting? Like, what inspired you to start? Because, like, everybody's story is really different, and we all kind of started around the same time, too. So I just am curious. I don't even think I actually know why you started.
Well, like, I have kind of a crazy, like, life story. And so I was in college and I like came back to church and finished college like at the same time. So I was having a spiritual journey or whatever.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time listening to podcasts. And then when I graduated, I was like working this corporate job that I really didn't like. I mean, I'm still there.
Yeah.
Good. But, you know, whatever.
Gotta pay the bills, baby. Gotta pay the bills.
I was working this job, and I was still listening to podcasts, and I had remembered, like, I'd always wanted to start one, but I was too kind of scared. And then one day, one of my friends was like, why don't you just do it? You know, like, keep talking about it. Who cares if nobody listens? And I was like, okay. So that was kind of, like, in the back of my head, like, okay, you could do it. Who cares?
Yeah.
And then literally, like, 2 weeks after that conversation with my friend, I got in a really bad car accident, and I literally, like, broke my ankle, had a concussion, like, it was really bad. If I would have been going a little bit faster, I might have, like, not be here right now.
Oh, my God.
And so, I was really depressed in that time, and I was spending a lot of time on social media, and I remember finding this, the Anchor app.
Yeah.
And I remember having it on my phone, like, from October to January. And then, like, in the beginning of the year, January 2020, like, our church does this thing where you, like, fast and, like, try to start your year off, like, connected, whatever. And during that time, something really, like, was, like, you really should start that podcast. Like, because I had tried, like, to get friends to start one with me because I was just too scared to do it myself because, yeah. I don't know, I've always just been kind of lame like that.
Yeah.
And so just something, like, in me, and I really think, like, in hindsight, like, that it was a God thing, was like, just do it. And so literally one night my friend was like, just do it. And so I literally made, I didn't know nothing about graphics. I literally made a podcast logo and I recorded a trailer and then told everyone about it. So I couldn't go back.
Yeah.
Just started it.
I mean, I think that's the hardest part, is just like doing it. And like, you have a lot of courage just doing it, because your podcast has been so successful, whether you want to admit it or not. Like, you have had some amazing people on your podcast. Do you kind of want to talk about what it's about and what, like, your mission is, and for anyone that's interested in listening? Because, like, I met you on Facebook, and I was like, oh, like, I don't know if this is totally, like, my, like, niche of what I would listen to, but literally, like, it doesn't matter if you're into this stuff or not, because, like, it's these real stories. And anyone who's listening, if you haven't listened to Tana before, please listen to her first episode. Like, you don't have to go in order for the rest of it, but you need to listen to the first episode, because I was in quarantine literally, like, on a walk, like, with my dog, and I brought my dog back and then kept going on a longer walk because I was, like, so emotional. I was, like, in, like, I was, like, walking. It was, like, one of the first, like, nicer days outside, too, because it was spring, and I was, like, holy shit, like, this girl is so real. Like, I met someone on the internet that's real. Like, oh, it was just, like, so good. You have to listen to it. Like, it's emotional. So, like, just so everyone knows.
Well, that means a lot, because, like, low-key, that was, like, the hardest thing, because I wanted to start the podcast because I spent my mate... Okay, let me start over. Okay. I'm a... Can you cut this out?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, never mind. Hold on, here we go.
Your major in college.
My major in college was psychology. And so we were learning a lot about social media and how the negative impacts it was having on everyone's brain. And so I literally had went from learning about that for 2 years to really realizing that everyone was kind of caught up in this comparison trap, and like, I could see myself doing it. There would be times where I would go like 6 months without being on it, and you could just tell such a difference without it.
Yeah.
And so I really also grew up in church, and in church, like, people want to say like, oh, God can use you, yada yada yada, and like, I don't know, for me, I just never really believed that. I was like, that's kind of like lame, like, that's kind of a crock, like, I never really related to it. But then, like I said, like, towards the end of college, like, a lot of crazy things happen, and I talk about it, like, in my story, and that's why, there were so many times where I thought my story didn't matter, because you look at things like social media and all that, and so that's why I wanted to start this podcast, where we just, like, have real and, like, authentic talks about, like, things that people have been through, and, like, that your story matters, because, no, we're not all, you know, celebrities or whatever, but like,
yeah,
that doesn't matter. Not just their stories matter, all of our stories matter. Just because you're not writing a best-selling book doesn't mean your story doesn't matter, because we're all, you know, interconnected. And my podcast started as like, I wanted it to be super churchy, because I started this whole journey, like, genuinely, when I became a Christian, I was like, I want to be a pastor.
Yeah,
I think every person that does that and like gets radical about it, I was like, I wanted to. But then I realized, like, that's not me. And so yeah. I tried to have, like, I listen back to, like, my first episodes, and, like, some of it makes me cringe because that's not who I am in, like, now, you know? And I was trying, like, I can see myself, like, finding my voice through this whole journey, because now, like, even moving more towards, like, doing comedy and stuff, like, it's changing my voice that way, too. So it's just, like, it's been cool to have this, like, diary that people, it's weird that other people listen to it, but it's, like, seeing how my life has changed in the last year is crazy.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with, from where I've started, like, my podcast is now a year old, so, like, watching from the beginning to now, like, it's taken a whole 360, but, like, it's cool to see how your voice has changed and my voice has changed, but in different ways, and, like, some people probably wouldn't notice that just, like, listening all the way through, but because it's us, like, we can see how much we've grown. Like, now I feel like I'm finally finding my voice that I want within this, and, like, being able to interview people that do similar things as me and, like, are doing all this, like, cool creative stuff. But, yeah, I just, like, love that. And there's been so many people on your podcast that have been, like, super inspiring to me. And then, like, I've went and, like, followed them, which, like, I normally, like, would have never done. But I just think that's, like, kind of fun and cool.
I know. I think it is pretty cool.
I don't know if it's, like, weird, but, like.
No. I think it's cool. I mean, okay, I can sit here and talk about the negative aspects all day long, but honestly, the positive ones, like, our friendship, like, connecting people, like, that's what it's for, and we need to focus more on that. But, like, I think, too, sometimes, like, going back to what you were saying, like, we're finding our voices now after, like, doing it, and I think sometimes, like, people get scared to start something because they're, like, they want to know everything at the start.
Yeah.
But I think we're all, if you don't change, that's
boring.
If you're not changing, you're dying. You're dead. If you're not growing, you're dead.
So I literally love that. I'm going to write that down.
Just, like, starting it is the first step.
You got to just start it.
Will just, like, you can figure it out. Like, yes, there's people that are way more organized. Like, literally, I'm not. Sometimes I ghost my own podcast.
Oh.
I'm really out here trying to do it all by myself, like, and figure this out.
Yeah.
You know?
No, 100%. Speaking of, like, the people and, like, people you've connected other people with, what, maybe not your favorite, because I don't know if you have, like, a favorite guest on from your podcast or, like, your favorite episode that you think someone should listen to, but, like, what has been, like, maybe one of your most, like, impactful, guests you've had? Because you try to have a guest on almost every episode, which I commend.
Yeah.
Which is,
I
like,
do solo episodes sometimes when I'm, like, feeling like I need to just catch you guys up. Like,
right.
In all reality, my first episode, like, was the hardest thing for me to do with, because it was the first time me ever publicly talking about my story, like, because...
Yeah.
It was, it's, like, I've done a lot of bad things in my life, and, like, that's not even the half of it. And so, like, to come out and, like, show you, like, where I was to, like, where I'm at now, it was so hard. I literally, like, it was the first one I was ever doing, and it was the first time I was ever telling my story. It was crazy. So that one is, like, my favorite, like, just because I'm, like, probably narcissistic.
No, well, it's my favorite of yours, too. Like, there's a lot of other ones I've obviously enjoyed, and I've told you that, but... Your first one, like, totally, like, I was like, okay, this is it.
I've thought about, like, redoing it, like, probably when the first year comes around, I probably will, because I'm more, like, I have a better voice now, but I also, I guess we can, like, transition into this, like, I've had recent guests, like, my Andrew Stanley, he was on there. He is, like, a comedian that I found in Atlanta. Like, I didn't find... Like, I was at a show, and he was there and performing, and it was really good because it was kind of, like, inspiring, like, seeing someone do what you wanted to do. It's, like, kind of inspiring.
Yeah.
I
just listened to that episode.
I've had him on, like, 4 times, and everybody loves anything with Jordan, so anything that has Jordan Ball's name in it, it's probably good.
Yeah, he's my favorite of yours. I follow him. Shout out to Jordan.
And he's so annoying because he's so good at talking.
Shout out to Jordan. I love you.
Jordan.
I mean, we follow each other on Instagram. Sometimes he'll, if I have a podcast thing, he'll, like, swipe up on it. It's usually something that has to do with you, but, you know, I don't mind.
No, he's so supportive.
No, like, he is very good at talking. Like, I'm like, wow. Like, this
he's
is
so good at talking.
Yeah, I'm like, this is very, like, motivational, educational, and entertaining all at the same time. Yes. Yeah. But, okay, so you were talking about, like, this comedy thing. I need to know more about that. Let's tell the listeners about that. Because, yes, you do have the podcast, but you have some other creative ventures you're on. And we
it's
need to know
so
more.
So weird when you say creative, because my whole life I've just never thought of myself as a creative person.
Well, it's funny that you even say that, because, like, I think that way sometimes too. But I was, like, literally making merch today, like, working on that. And I was FaceTiming my friend, and I'm like, she's like, oh, you and your school supply, like, your office supplies. And I was like, wow, literally ever since I was a child, I've always been obsessed with, like, office supplies and doing, like, the creative stuff. Like, I used to play school. I'm an only child, so I'd have to get creative to play with myself. So I'd play school with all my Webkins. And, like, that was, like, one of my favorite things to do. And, like, I was like, wow, maybe I am creative, like, but I don't like to, like, it's not like I'm an artist. Do you know what I mean? It's, like, a different medium.
I think when we think of creative, we're, like, Mozart or, like, you know, like...
Right, right. And, like, but what we're doing is...
Wait, Mozart was the music, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's being creative, like...
Picasso.
I love you. Clearly,
and names. I get names and people confused so bad.
Am I the only Sophia you know, or do you know more Sophias?
I think it's just you.
All right,
can
that's
you
good.
Hear my freaking neighbors downstairs there?
No, I can't. Out. Thank God. I cannot hear them. Okay, comedy. Go. Let's hear it.
Okay, comedy. Real quick. So when I was also very depressed after that accident, I was very, very depressed. And I was working at this church, and the pastor's wife was, like, worried about me because I was so depressed.
As she should be.
Which she should have been, because it was yeah. bad. It was head trauma, you know, terrible.
Yeah, and, that's, like,
she
concerning.
Said, she was, like, helping me, letting me help plan events. And she was, like, let's plan something for Valentine's Day. We wanted to make it, like, a comedy event.
Yeah.
But we looked at this website, and, like, they were expensive.
Yeah.
And so we were, like, we can't do that. But then we were, like, getting to know each other around Christmas time last year.
Yeah.
She was, like, you're so funny. Why don't you do it? And I was, like, what?
She's, like, it'll be so free.
I can be funny to my friends, but I don't know if I can get on a stage and be funny. That's
right.
Like a whole different level of funny. You
yeah.
know?
100%.
And I've never done anything like that. I literally went into this thing. I was like, sure.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, I've low-key kind of always dreamed about that. I follow a bunch of comedians. Like, comedy has gotten me out of some really dark times. Like, and I talk, like...
Well, and a lot of comedy, like, comes from dark things, too. And I think, like, there's a lot of dark humor. So, like... I could see how, like, you could totally egg that on, too, you know?
No, it's finally the whole, all the bad things that have happened to me in my life are finally starting to make sense.
Hey, at least you realized
it. Like, I literally am from a kind of family that I'm always like, why am I in this family? And I've discovered it's just purely for creative reasons.
I love that.
No, but so I was like so scared. I literally went into this thing full on wing. Like, I had note cards and like I was praying to God for jokes. And because it was a church event. And like, but I know those people. So like, I knew I could make them laugh.
Right.
It was like really comfy. It was like, it was crazy because I got up there and I kind of winged it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was 20 minutes of just like, everybody was like, not trying to be thirsty yeah. at myself, but like everybody was laughing. And it was, I've done public speaking before, and like I've had classes, I've went to like
right.
public speaking tournaments, but I've never in my life felt confident about anything I've ever done publicly.
Yeah.
Until that moment. And it was
I
like,
love
oh
that.
My oh my God. Oh my God. Life. Like, this is my purpose. Like, oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Like, I'm like praising the Lord. Like, okay, this is why I didn't die. Because like, dead serious, like when I almost died in that accident, like, I kept being like, God, why didn't you just kill me? Like, I was, like, that depressed.
Right, right.
So, I'm like, okay, this is why you didn't. Thank you, Jesus. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so yeah. I'm like, I'm scheduled to do an open mic because all my friends are like, Montana, like, you, that is your purpose. You need to do it. You know, Christians, they love your purpose. They're like, that is your purpose. You have figured it out. You need to do it. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, guys, we figured it out.
So I love that.
Going to an open mic, okay, on the day the world shuts down of COVID, okay?
What was that, like March 12th or something?
March 12th. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love how I knew that.
It was at a coffee shop. It was with the young adults. I was going to be the only comedy. Everyone was going to be singing. And so I was, like, really excited, and it shut down. And so then, like, I had only been out of my depression for a little bit because... And so then, like, when COVID hit, like, I got bad. Like, you were there. You and Sammy are, like, one of the only people that, like, kept – some of the only people that kept me going. Like, and others kept, like, saying, like, Montana, you're funny. Like, don't forget that night. Like, you – that was your purpose. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But I was just – I had, like, blinders on. Like, and when you're in it, like, sometimes you can't get out of it.
Yeah.
But then about 2 months ago, I was living in Atlanta. Now I'm close, but I'm not in there. But I found on Instagram, like, these comedy was, like, coming back to Atlanta. Like, things were opening up. You know, we were wilding down here with the COVID. We don't care. It's not a thing. We could wear our masks, but we go out. And so we started having open mics. And so I started going. I've been doing it for, like, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah, and you've been...
And I...
You've been consistent, too, which I commend you for.
It's the scariest thing of my life, but...
I think it gives you an adrenaline rush. Don't lie. It
gives me an adrenaline rush, but I'm glad, like, in hindsight, I'm glad that I'm starting in COVID. Because
yeah.
There's not really people out right now.
Yeah.
Like, so when the people... It's like...
This is the hardest right now.
Yeah. It's not as hard because there's not as many people. Like,
right.
It'd suck if I bombed and there was, like, 25 people, that would suck. But now there's only, like, 10, you know?
Yeah. Well, and even, like, how you're able to meet, what's his name? Andrew Stanley? Like, how you're able to meet, like, I mean, you found him, like, later on. But, like, because it was more of an intimate setting, like, you were actually able to connect with that person, which I think is cool, too. Because, like, if it was a huge... thing, you might not be able to connect with people in the audience and network and, like, do all that stuff, because that's, like, half of it too, because, like, he was able to come on your podcast and talk, and, like, you were able to network in that way, which I think is, like, awesome.
No, that's so true, because, like, just doing this, I'm socially awkward, bad, like, you know that, and doing these things, like, putting yourself out there and, like, meeting these new people has been so nice, because, like, I genuinely know nothing about comedy. Like, the fact that I did it that one time was just such a one-off. Like,
yeah.
I never expected to, like, actually want to do it. So I literally feel like a newborn baby in the manger. Like, I know nothing. Like,
yeah,
I'm a sponge. And that's what I think is cool. And, like, I've met these really cool people that, like, they don't know me, but they, like, it's kind of like when you... It's this weird thing. Like, they're like, you need to call yourself a comedian. I'm like, okay, what?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you're one of us. Like, they're so nice. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's not nice people. I just.
Right, right. But it's nice that you're making a community. Yeah. It's nice that, like, you're meeting nice people that are adding you to the community. Kind of like how, like, me, you, and Sammy have. Like, we have our little podcast community, and it hasn't grown that much, but I mean, we know other people that podcast, but, like, we're, like, this exclusive little group. We're, like, the mean girls of podcasting, but we're not mean.
But nobody knows we exist.
It's okay. We're working on it. Speaking of knowing we exist, a lot of people know you exist on the Tickety Talk.
Shut up.
Okay. So Tana had this TikTok that blew up, and it was about, it was just so funny. Like,
honestly, that makes me cringe.
I literally posted it on Instagram. That's how much I loved it. Like, that's a lot for me to, like, do that. Like, normally I just will share TikToks with my friends on my private story on Snapchat, but this was Instagram story worthy. This means, like, mom, dad, the cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody's seeing this. Okay. This was, like, worthy. Basically, Do you just want to say it? This is so good.
Well, honestly, I appreciate that.
Like, if I think something's funny, I mean, I laugh at most things, but that's just how I get through life, I've realized. They're like, oh my God, Sophia, you laugh at everything. And I'm like, yeah, but like, otherwise I'll just be depressed if I don't laugh at things. But like that, I genuinely let out a belly laugh. Like, it was so funny.
People need to laugh more. Everyone's so serious.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's really true. I mean, I've been laughing forever, so.
I feel like, oh, what?
I said I've been laughing forever, so I'm on that train. And I'm the train conductor, and everybody better get on the laughing train. I hated that.
I love how cheesy you are, because you don't even care.
I really don't. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just doing this for me, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so sell the funny TikTok, the Trader Joe's one.
Oh my God, it was just about me going to the freaking grocery store, because I'm so annoyed that that TikTok went, then you know what I'm annoyed about? That of all the TikToks, that one went viral, because I don't know anything about dating, and now my whole thing is dating, but I'm literally the most awkward girl in the world, and so I was like, oh, you flirt with a guy with your eyeballs and your mask, and now I'm supposed to, like, and, like, go to Trader Joe's. Like, that's how I flirt. I just go to the grocery store and get my groceries. Like,
I don't know what was funnier. I don't know what was funnier. The fact that that blew up, or the fact that people were like, well, I work at Trader Joe's. What do I do if I'm a worker? Like, and they're like, asking you.
It got on grocery store TikTok real quick.
It's just so funny, because it's, like, so random, but, like, right now, with, like, it's so hard to, like, first of all, date people, second of all, just, like, meet people in general. So, like, I totally know what you mean. Like, you get, like, I smile under my mask constantly. Like, if I'm, like, almost bumping someone into the cart, I'm like, oops, sorry, and, like, give them a smile, or just give them that weird smile when you're about to run into them. And I'm like, they can't even see it.
I know, it's a shame, honestly, this whole dating situation that we're all in, because I was fine. Like, I really genuinely thought 2020 was my year, but it was my year for other things, not
yeah.
that.
Yeah, 100%.
But I do love TikTok so much, so when that video took off, now I'm trying to make, I mean, a couple more have, like, gotten views, but nothing like that, so I'm trying to just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just being so thirsty and spending a lot of time on TikTok, so I talk only positive about TikToks because I know they're always listening. I just want them to know that I love them and that, like, I hope they love me back.
Yeah, honestly. I've been trying to post the TikTok. My overcaffeinated TikTok is officially, like, small business TikTok. But it's nice because I could go from that stuff, like, learning about that stuff. Like, I've learned so much of, like, all these, like, cute, fun things. I can go from that to then my personal TikTok, which is, like, telling me about how lonely I am.
And the tarot cards.
And it's, like, all couples, like, doing this cute shit. And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. Like, could you, like, leave now? And, like,
I'm on that voice that keeps saying, like, the people that are there, I'm lonely. Go out.
I'm lonely. There was one I sent to. There was one I sent to my friend. It was, like, this girl in the car that's like, I need coffee. I need to study. Oh, but I'm a comm major. And then it's like, I need coffee. I should work out. Does he love me?
That one came on mine today, too.
Dude, so that's, like, literally me and my friend Cassidy. Shout out to Cassidy. I sent it to her, and I'm like, why is this literally us? Like, it just was so accurate. Like, it was just too funny. Like, and I'm starting to think, okay, they're actually listening to me, and they are finding words that I say all the time, and then they just put them on my For You page. But hey, I'm not against it.
I'm not either. I love China and TikTok.
I love that. So is TikTok, like, your favorite social media platform, or no? Or what is your social media platform?
I know it's scandalous to say Twitter. And it's the funny thing about that I love Twitter so much is that I literally have the least amount of followers, the least amount of engagement. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like it.
I mean, now the fact that you, me, and Sammy made a Twitter group, like, DM, like, I don't know how we didn't have that a while ago, because that is the funniest of the funny.
We're still on Twitter. The people that are still on Twitter are the best people in the country.
Yeah.
Of America. Like, in the world. The people that still use Twitter, we are superior. Like, I'm sorry.
It's just, like, sad because I've, like, tweeted things or wanted to tweet things because I, like, hadn't used Twitter for a long time. But then in quarantine, I started using it again because I was like, oh, more social media because I'm so bored. Why not, you know? And then I was like, oh, my God, now I understand why I had this because I love it so much.
Honestly, my favorite social media is MySpace, and I rode that train till the day I died. I was the last person on MySpace.
You mean the day it died?
If I still knew my password, I would get back on MySpace.
That's so funny.
That was we ruined it. We ruined, like, we had, it was blogs, music, talk, you could rank your friends. Like, that, like.
I feel like that would cause drama, but you never know. Ranking your friends?
I mean, for sure, but it was it did back in the day. It could now, it would.
It was spicy.
It would be just like unfollowing someone, you know? Like,
yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole other thing is the blocking and canceling and all that shizzle. But we don't need to talk about
it. I block too easily and then I regret it.
I mean, you literally have the Call Her Daddy sweatshirt that says, what does it block him?
Yes, because I was going through something, okay?
Hey, I feel that. Next time I can make one for you for a lower price.
That's stealing, so we don't want to cease and desist from our stool.
It'll be different. It'll say ghost
him. Any more questions?
No, unless you just want to plug your socials. My queen.
Honestly, just follow me on TikTok, guys. I'm being so thirsty on there. I'm literally putting everything I have into it. So please follow me on there.
And what's your TikTok? Montana Duran. I have it linked.
A minute ago before we got on this call because guess what I did? Guess what I did?
Oh my God. What did you do?
Remember I told you that cute person I met last night?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we followed each other. I went to go creep on him. And I liked his photo from 2016.
Hallelujah.
So basically, by the time this airs, I'm not going to have an Instagram. So don't even bother following me on there.
Oh, good. So you could go to her website, tanatalks.com.
Oh, yeah. Sophia, you designed my stickers. Hello. I spent my stimulus on a sticker store. Can you buy some?
Yeah, I designed Tana stickers, so go buy them.
Wait,
for
that
her.
That was funny. I should use that as a joke.
Dude, you should. I'm telling you, life is just a joke. If you don't, like, make jokes
funny
of your life.
I bought the stimulus, and I was trying to invest in the economy, but then my business hasn't taken off. It's failed.
Yeah, maybe people will order your stickers, bro. Plug your stickers on TikTok. What are you doing?
I'm trying not to be that thirsty. I'm trying to be funny because I want to be the funny.
Well, at least you have a link in your bio because you have enough likes and people.
You just have to be consistent. You know what? And if someone tells you a TikTok tip, there's
do
so
it.
Many. You can't even know. You don't even know what to believe anymore because there's so many.
I do believe in the consistency, though. Like, what? I do believe in the consistency, though, because you need to, like, post often. Otherwise, like, just posting once, it's not like an Instagram post where, like, you get one post and it has, like, all these likes and comments, whatever, and then you're, like, good for a couple days. Like, no. TikTok, you have to do it every day. Yeah.
They want to see you, like, invested in the app, and I understand it. I get it. But also, like, it's consistency, like, keep posting, but also, like, don't keep doing the same thing. Because, like, I was doing, like, at the beginning, people were, like, do a bunch of hashtags, so I was doing that. Then I started to see that's not working, so the past couple, I haven't really done it. It's, like, you just have to change it up, you know?
Well, yeah, even with the sound. Even with, like, the sounds, like, I've recorded a couple that are just my voice, and, like, it's slow in the beginning, but then, like, people still see it. And I'm, like, okay, so I guess now the sound also isn't a factor that I thought it was, like, because sometimes it is if it's, like, a trending sound. But, like, I don't know. I think you just got to keep it up. And then a lucky little golden nugget will find the For You page and you'll blow up.
I mean, eventually, because ever since I've started doing it consistently, I've literally had, like, four get, like, 100,000, over 100,000 views. Like,
yeah.
Four. If you just have to keep doing it and it will work out. And literally, I have the most followers on TikTok and I've had it, the, like.
The least.
That video happened November 5th. and I've been on the other social medias for like 10, like my whole life.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to invest my time in TikTok and see where that goes.
Yeah. Well, I would love to get an update from you in a few months on like the TikTok. Cause like, I'm just like genuinely curious on like people's growth and if they do have stuff that blows up, because I would love to pick your brain and like talk about that.
Oh, I'm so curious. I'm doing a social experiment myself because if in a few months it hasn't grown, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. So like,
that will ruin my whole career because I cannot go back and be a counselor. Who's going to listen to a therapist that has done all the cringy stuff that I've done on TikTok?
Maybe it'll be relatable. You know?
I'm just hoping. I'm hoping to God, like, just like every time I post something, I'm like praying, please God.
Just gotta pray, baby.
All right. Well, love you. Gotta go to Target.
Love you. Thanks for coming on. I had such a great time. Check out Montana's podcast, Tana Talks. Just go to tanatalks.com. It's got all of it on there. It's so much easier.
But mostly
go to her TikTok, okay?
Just go to TikTok.
TikTok. Okay, I love you.
Sure, I love you.
I love you. I mean it.
Bye.
Bye.